Every year there are three things Randy gets excited about: Amnesty Day at the adult video store, the high school cheerleader bikini dog wash, and the Camden County Fair.
What exactly is the county fair?
It's like Disneyland for poor people. They got a Ferris wheel, bumper boats, vans you thought were dead. Last year, they had the world's tallest midget. He was as tall as you, Earl, remember?
I think that might have been a scam, Randy.
Hey, everybody. Hi, this is the Ramble Redhead Show. And as you heard on that last message, we're going to be talking about a county fair. And every year it comes to the Midwest. And, of course, I had to go. And so what I did is I recorded a show with my friend Sam. And what I'd like to do is just share a little bit of the highlights of that, and I hope you enjoy it. So sit back, relax, and enjoy A Fair to Remember. Hi, everybody. This is the Ramble Redhead Show, and today my friend Sam and I are having A Fair to Remember. And what does that mean? Not that kind of affair, but the other kind of fair. Because every summer, and they have the fair. And so my friend Sam and I, we decided to check out the sights, the studs, and the fattening food. Say hello to the lovely listeners, Sam.
Hi, listeners.
And how are you today?
Hey, I'm fabulous.
He's fabulous, everybody. He's fabulous. Anyway, Sam, why did you want to go to the St. Joe County Fair today?
To be cultured. To be cultured in the ways of the Midwestern youth.
Wow. Isn't that exciting, ladies and gentlemen? And Sam, what did you think of the fair today?
Well, I tell you, it was a real eye-opener because I didn't realize there were so many different cultures in this place. It's just unreal.
Like what kind of cultures?
Well, we have the large people, the little people. Do you remember the little people? Oh, yes. The little people. How could we forget?
What was that song that about little people? Short people got nobody.
Randy
Show
Newman.
People. Oh, there we go. Randy Newman.
No,
yeah. But,
oh, and then I got a little gift,
a little memento. I got my little airbrush tattoo on my manly bicep.
Yes, he did. And it's so sexy, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe later we can take a picture before it wears off. I forgot. I'm not supposed to tell you that it's a temporary. And okay. Anyway, we went to the fair, and of course, what is so great about the fair? And we walked around, and we paid our very expensive fee to get in, but we had a whopping $1 coupon off, so we paid five whole smackaroonies to get into the establishment, didn't we, Sam?
Yes, we did.
And what do you feel about that price for that?
I feel like I've been raped.
Oh, honey, and you don't get any Vaseline
you know
to go
what?
With it.
You know, I want to tell you, I got screwed and it did not feel good.
Wow. Boy, Sam's a little bitter queen tonight. Okay, anyway, so then
I want a tattoo on my ass for that price.
Oh, okay. And what would it say?
It'd go
okay. Wow, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, and so we decided to walk around and we were trying to decide what
Dreamer.
We're... Okay.
Drama,
and
drama.
Okay. Anyway, so we walked
drama
around.
For $5, you get drama.
Oh, shut up already. I'm trying to talk here. Anyway, so we decided to walk around, and we wanted to see what delicacies we were going to feast on. And I told Mr. Sam about the wonderful world of
Disney?
This steak tip place. And you get 8 ounces of steak, a half a pound of steak. You get a half a pound of potatoes. And if you are inclined, you get green peppers and onions. But then the highway robbery department is the price. The price was $10.75. And then you pay a dollar extra for 5 mushrooms that are sautéed in wine or something. And those were delicious. And what did you think of the steak tips?
They were very tasty, very juicy. They were very firm, but yet moist.
Okay, well, that's a colorful description, folks. And then we
juicy.
juicy, very juicy. We like our meat juicy, don't we, girls? Mm-hmm. It's yummy-licious. And anyway, then we walked around and we just people watched, and there was tons and tons of hunky, hunky young men walking around. And didn't you see a lot of hunky men?
Yes, I did.
Yes, and there was a... and then we walked around, and Sam wanted to go into the commercial buildings, and I did too. And the ironic thing is that I might add on to this show, but I have a lot of different stories about the fair that I'd like to share with you. But we only have maybe 15 minutes, so I'm going to have to just do the abbreviated version, maybe have some other affair stories to tell you later that are very, very funny. But one of the things that happened about a year ago is that my friend Laura, who has been my bestest friend for a long, long time, and I really want to get her on the program so you can hear her, and she's a sweetheart of a person. And anyway, we went to the fair last year, and the funny thing is we walked by this booth, and they were having this jewelry, and it was really ugly-looking, cheap jewelry. But the funny thing was is that I didn't get her very much... A very good present for April for her birthday. So she wanted me to buy her a ring. And so I'm buying this ring, and I forgot how much it was, but it wasn't that much. And she puts it on, and she says, "Oh my God, we're engaged!" And then these two teenage girls walk up, and she goes, "Oh, he just gave me this ring. He just proposed to me at the fair." And these two girls were just buying it left and right. And I said, "Will you do me a favor? Will you take a picture of me giving the ring to her?" And so they, "Oh yeah, let it go, great." And you know, they're pure white trash. And so it was really funny. And then they bought it, hook, line, and sinker. And they're taking the picture. And then Laura and I are walking around, and she's telling everybody that we're getting engaged and all this stuff. And then the funny thing is we decided to do the romantic thing, because, of course, what does a couple do when they get engaged? They ride the Ferris wheel. So we got up on the Ferris wheel, and I thought, "Oh my God, we got to call my folks and tell them that they're going to have to plan the wedding." So I get my mom on the phone, and she's with my sister and her boyfriend and my dad. And I said, "Mom, Dad," and then I said, "I got some exciting news for you." And I hand the phone to Laura, and she proceeds to tell my mom and dad about how we're going to be engaged, and she's already calling her, "Hi, Mom." And then Larry in the background says... She's telling all the news to them, and Larry says, "Oh, could I get to be the maiden of honor?" And he says, "I don't have much hair on the chest, so I can wear an opened..." What would that open dress be? What do they call that, Sammy?
Open chest.
Open chest dress. So I don't know about these things. I'm a gay man, for God's sakes. But anyway, so that was kind of funny. And then she proceeded to tell everybody at work that we were getting married. And then she said, "Well, who are you getting married to?" And some of the people that she works with know of me. And they know I'm gay. So they're like, "Yeah,
you're
right.
Gay? I didn't know that."
You didn't know that?
No, I just thought you were just Tom.
Oh, okay. Sam didn't know that I was gay. Even though he comes...
I thought you said you're...
Okay. I knew somebody their first name was Gay.
Oh, okay. He's delusional, folks. Obviously, that beef was not cooked long enough for him.
I like my beef
juicy and moist, and
I like my beef.
Well, good. Thank God he had juicy beef. Okay, anyway, moving right along. So I got engaged, and we called all the friends that we know. And the funny thing is, Laura gets on the phone with her friend that knows me, and she knows I'm gay. And she proceeds to call her and says, "You won't believe it. You won't believe it." And she had that on the speakerphone, and she says, "I got engaged. I got engaged." And her friend goes, "Oh, wow, that's great. Who is it?" And she goes, "Tom." And she goes, "Right." Oh, anyway, so Sam and I are continuing going through the fair, and then, as Sam mentioned earlier, that he got this tattoo on his arm. And why don't you tell the lovely listeners how much you paid for that?
$5.
Yes, it was a... Do you feel that was a deal?
I do.
Okay, cool. So he got a great deal. He got a tattoo, and he kept...
A nice little Asian... He was nice. Nice little Asian man.
Well, cool.
Wait.
Yeah, he was very nice. Okay, that's enough. Good job.
I'm really confused.
Sam, calm down. I'm patting his head. Okay, calm down. Any who's in Hudson. And then we walked around, and then, of course, now I want you to picture this. This is the week of the fair. Tonight is Friday night, and it's the most busiest night probably of the fair, other than tomorrow night will probably be the busiest. And so what happens is there's thousands and thousands of people there. And so I am, and I told Sam, and Sam's going to agree with this. Sam, I said to Sam, now watch, I'm going to run into somebody that I know. Didn't I say that, Sam?
Yes, you did.
And while Sam is in the process of getting his tattoo, I'm just waiting like a patient friend that I am. And I turn and look, and Sam laughed because I'm really not patient. But anyway, and that's, was that why you were laughing, Sam?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm pacing the grounds.
Yes, I was. Anyway, so while I'm standing,
while I'm waiting for a
Hezbollah rocket to hit the premises.
Yeah, I was scared. Okay. You know, terrorists love the county fairs.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't want those people to get the ice cream slurpee and get those fried onions. That would be bad, so I'm going to blow up them. Anyway, so I'm at this fair, and I'm with Sam. We're having a great time. I'm really happy, and we're walking around and, you know, eating good food and having good conversation. And then I turn around and look, and who do I see among thousands and thousands of people? Who do I have to run into? Sam, why don't you tell our lovely listeners who I ran into?
I think it was your ex.
Yes, it was, folks. It was my ex and the... and
was the man...
It was just a big ex walking down...
Yeah, it was... Yes, it was. It was a big ex walking down the road.
Out my eye.
Anyway, so... And then, of course, the guy
it
that...
hit me, practically.
The guy that he cheated with me, is also there. And then my ex's father was there, too. Now, that was the only highlight to be able to see him, because I do love his dad a lot. He's a great guy. He turned 80 this year, and he's a nice, nice guy. So I went over, and I talked to them. And, you know, and I ignored the piece of crap that he's with completely. I always do that. And then I shook the ex's hand, then I shook his father's hand, and we talked for a little bit. And he says very sarcastically, "Oh, are you here by yourself?" Really nasty. And anyway, so what happened is, he says very sarcastically, "Are you here by yourself?" And I said, "No, I'm with my friend Sam." And he goes, "Oh." And then the only satisfaction I got out of this, because I have not talked with my ex for several months, and thank goodness for that, but now I got to wait another 6 months. And anyway, so what happened is, the only satisfaction I have about seeing him is that both my ex and the guy that he's with has put on the pounds. And so that's kind of a little hidden pleasure of mine. But, you know, it's kind of like it's like going to a high school reunion and seeing the guy that you really hated, that picked on you and harassed you in high school, is now 5'2" and he's 300 pounds and he's bald and he's divorced and he's got 5 kids that he's got to pay for and he has no life. Wouldn't that be fun, Sam?
It would be.
Sam's going, "Oh." Anyway, so then after we did that, okay. Sam is concentrating on driving, folks. Anyway, so then what happened is Sam went to our nearby Democratic table and had a nice discussion with the woman, didn't you?
I did.
We all agreed.
They all agreed. And see, power to the Democrats, because they like us homosexuals.
Right.
I almost said something to her like, "Well, what do you think about homosexuality?" And I wanted to go to the Republican table and ask them. But they look like mealy, mean, fat Christians. So... or Catholics, or whatever they are. Would you agree?
Sure. I'm not sure what they were.
But I figured it was
futile to go into that discussion.
Yeah, that would take another hour. Anywho, so then after we did that, then we decided to walk around a little bit more. And Sam wanted to get some more food. And we walked by this place where they had these barbecue pork sandwiches that were really, really good. But I was full from what I ate, and then he had a craving for... What did you have a craving for, Sam?
Corn on the cob.
And so he got an ear of corn, and how much did you pay for it?
I paid $2 because the rib place was $3.
And what did you think of your ear of corn?
It was very, very good.
It was good and hot.
Was hot and firm and wet.
And you had all that hot, gooey, dripping butter all over the place, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, that was awesome. And so he had the corn. And then afterwards, we decided to go check out, continue walking around. And while Sammy was eating his corn, his ear of corn.
Stick of corn.
Stick of corn. I was walking around because I was talking to a friend of mine.
It's a round cylindric stick.
Yeah, and we were talking about going to Halstead Days. And so we're going to be going to Chicago tomorrow. And so my friend Jim and Nick and Jonathan and London and I are going to be making the field trip to lovely Chicago. So we'll be doing a podcast from there, and hopefully I'll be able to talk to some people in the different booths and find some cute homosexuals to say hello to and maybe get some more listeners for the program. And then what we're going to do is after that, then what happened is I was walking by and they had this singer, and he was this really, 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 really cute guy. Wasn't he cute, Sam?
Yes, he was.
He was very, very adorable. Skinny, skinny, skinny. And his name was...
I didn't really dwell on it because it just would have erupted emotions that would have been counterproductive at the moment, so...
Okay. Moving right along.
I'm not saying that was a...
Yeah. I just didn't feel like I could enjoy that particular moment at that point in time if I would have thought a lot about that particular feeling.
Why? He was cute. He sang good.
Well,
he did great country.
Evoke feelings. Yeah.
What, a boner?
Perhaps.
Okay, folks.
This is a public show.
Yeah, but we have an explicit rating. We can talk about anything. You can cuss and scream and yell and anything. So would you like to cuss?
No, not in particular. Not at the moment. No.
Okay. Well, all of a sudden...
Although you're familiar with the triplets.
The triplets?
Yeah.
What's the triplets?
Well, you have to be there. You have to know. But I don't know if it was someone that I knew at one point. When something would happen that would be something that might create an issue, they would say, well, it looks like the triplets are going to come out. And I used to say, what's that? And they said, well, it's hell, shit, and damn.
With the triplets.
What was it? What are they again?
Hell, shit, and damn.
Oh, okay. Well, those are minor. Ooh, we must have had a bank robbery at the local gas station. At three police cars. Okay, let's get away from that scene immediately. Anyway, so what happened, folks, is I'm totally lost the train of my thought. Now, I'm sorry.
I think the gas station got robbed.
I think so too. And we saw this incredible hunky singer. And his name was Greg Rhodes, G-R-E-G-R-H-O-D-E-S. And what you can do is you can go online and do a Google and Google him. And he is adorable. And you can see his site. And I don't know if he's family, but I don't care. He's cute. So we listened to a little bit of that. And then after we did that, then we kept on walking. And then I had a horrible, horrible craving for what, Sam?
We had ice cream.
Yes, we did. And one of the...
No, you were wanting those little donuts.
Yeah, I wanted donuts first. But then Sam said, those don't look too healthy to me. And I said, come on. It's breading. It's dipped in grease. Then it's dipped into this powdered sugar substance. And they're awesome.
It sounded kinky, and I thought
for that price it was a little too cheap.
You got 18 little bundles of joy for $3.50. That is a deal. So any who's in housing, we didn't get those. He talked me out of those, which probably is a helpful thing because I probably don't need them, and I'm trying to be good because this last week I've been eating really good, but I have not been exercising, and so I actually weighed the exact same weight that I weighed last Sunday. So I need to do some serious walking tomorrow on Halstead Days, and maybe if I find a cute young man I can follow, and it'll make me put up a sweat and lose a pound or two.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Okay, anyway. So anyway, so we went to the ice cream booth which was probably the only deal of the day. Because
the milkmaids.
Yeah, the milkmaids. And I think it's some church group.
St. Joseph County Dairy Association.
Yeah, and what they did is they had ice cream that was $2 for this huge thing of ice cream. And so we both got the chocolate vanilla mixture. And it was very, very good. And so we went and sat on the park bench and we talked and stuffed our faces with dairy products. Wasn't that fun?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Well, folks, and then we decided to leave. For a low fee of $6. And so then what we did then is we decided to walk out. And then as we walked out, I had another moment of weakness. And they had kettle corn. And so I bought a little bitty bag of kettle corn. And it was very, very tasty. Let me tell you. And so right now we're getting very close to this bar that we're going to go to.
Because the road is tore up, isn't it?
Well, the bank is right past there, isn't it? We can park right there.
Oh, is that not tore up in front of
it? I don't think so. So what we're going to do, folks, is we're going to leave. We're going to go to the bar, and we're going to do some karaoke-ing.
Ta-ta.
And so what I'd like to do is have Sammy say goodbye to all my lovely listeners.
Auf Wiedersehen, deinen Freund. Wir haben gesprochen.
Oh, say goodbye.
Wieder.
Say goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye. Tschüss.
Goodbye.
Okay, everybody, this is going to end this segment with going to the fair with Sammy. So I hope you have all of a great day, and we'll have part two and the rest of the stories coming up soon. So, bye-bye.